time to talk about veterans and what we need to do to help them, especially stopping suicide. The American Legion National Commander Paul E. Diller joins us this morning to talk about the nation's largest veteran organization that's committed to military families, veterans, and as we mentioned, stopping suicide. Let's talk a little bit about the buddy check. What is that about, and how is that helping out veterans?
Well, I'm glad you asked about that. You know, American Legion, we started within our organization 3 years ago asking all members post to contact veterans, not only Legionnaires, but the American veterans, at least twice a year. And since then, we've got posts doing it monthly and even weekly. And so we do have what we call the buddy check bill in Congress, which has already been passed by the Senate. Unanimous without any amendments, and it was sent to the House about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And so I was up there and visit with a couple of senators and a couple of representatives, and I asked them, I was hoping I'd get it passed by Veterans Day, but I said, if not, maybe we'll get a year-end bill, and year-end veterans bill. And so the big deal is we feel like it is helping control the suicide rate to especially those veterans in the last 18 to 20 months, it's been isolated. And the bill calls for the VA to contact veterans in the system at least once a month. And we think this is really what's helping some of our veterans now to get over or get through the hard times. And it's in the House. We would ask all your listeners to, if they would, contact their representatives and ask them to support and pass this bill, H.R. 3405. It is nonpartisan, and there's very little funding, if any. And so the House should pass it and get it to the president's desk, let him sign it, and let us work and everybody work toward veterans suicide prevention.
That's very important. It doesn't seem like there'd be any opposition to something like that. And it also seems like this seems like more common sense that you'd want the Veterans Administration and the VA, the people to sort of keep in touch. But a lot of times they lose touch with the veterans, right? There isn't always a, you know, where are they? Who's there? Who's in need? It's kind of a different situation for that. Talk a little bit about how we as also can help support the American Legion and our veterans.
About the bill portion?
Yeah, or as well as just being able to help them out on our own. Is there things that we can do?
Oh, well, you know, I like to say, and many of us say this well for years, every day is Veterans Day, and you need to thank a veteran, thank them for their service. And I think right now, a real crucial time for our Afghanistan, Iraq veterans, now after the 20-year war, the forever war that some people call it, is when you see them, really thank them for their service, because some of them feel abandoned. They wonder if it was brothers and sisters that were lost. But, you know, it was, because during that time, we had no terrorist attacks on U.S. soil. So, yes, tell them your service was worth it. You kept us safe at home.
One of the other things you are working on is the Pay Our Coast Guard Act. Tell us about this.
Yes, sir. You know, the last time that we had to shut down because they couldn't come up on the budget, the Coast Guard is part of Homeland Security, which is figured their budget is in the general budget, and they're not under DOD, which is a provision to fund them. And so they're not part of that, so the Homeland Security. And what happens is when you shut down, they don't get paid. And the last time, the American Legion gave E5s and below with children over $1 million so they could put food on the table, so they could pay the rent. Because, you know, they raised their hand, and they took an oath, and they swore to protect this country. They cannot go flip hamburgers like someone in maybe sitting in an office somewhere. If they got to have some money, they can go somewhere and find it. These people are on active duty. They do not. They can't go and find another job because they're under contract with the U.S. government. So, yes, we are to pay them, and we have a Pay the Coast Guard Act in Congress and we're wanting it to get traction so they can actually figure them in.
Talking this morning with the American Legion National Commander Paul E. Dillard, what are some of the other things the American Legion is working on these days?
Well, you know, I think we talked about the buddy check bill, and we talked about the Coast Guard. One of them we're really talking about is the TEAM Act, which is the toxic exposure in the American military. And that's for the burn pits, radiation, and other contaminants that our veterans have ran into over there, and it's affected them. And it's like an early, I call it a little Agent Orange. It'd be a big Agent Orange too, but they're getting out front of it. There is the chairman of the House has actually authored a bill, and I think someone in the Senate has authored a bill. And when I visited up there with these folks, I told them I was really glad they had, because that was one of our priorities, and maybe we'll get out in front of this so that we can help these veterans that's been exposed to the burn pits, other contaminants or radiation, and it won't be lingered and carried out like Agent Orange. So I think they're getting in front of it, and I hope they're successful, and we will be there to give them any information that we can give them if they so desire.
Who can become a member of the American Legion and help out in that way? Is there any requirements?
Yes, you must have served at least one day on active duty, and under the Legion Act, which was passed by Trump in 2019 in July, our dates now is anybody that's been on active duty since December 7th of 1941, and have served honorably, can join the American Legion. And not only that, we have the American Legion Auxiliary and the Sons of the American Legion, which is part of our family. And you can become members of that from spouses, from granddads, from dads, and things like that.
Legion.org is a good place to go to get a lot of information on there. And where can we kind of find out more if we want to let our officials know about the buddy check?
The buddy check. You can actually go on legion.org and go to legislative, and you can read about it. Any legionnaire got a message from me last week, and also a Legion legislative alert about a week ago from our D.C. office, John Kamen. But it's HR 3405. And I encourage all your listeners to ask their representatives to get this on the floor and pass it, because it is nonpartisan. And this will help us on the line of prevention of suicide in our American veterans.
Sounds good. Commander Dillard, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for joining us.
Matt, appreciate you, Bruce. Thank you very much.